Hey guys, welcome back to Pop Culture Network Radio. It's Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, November 29th, 2013. Today on the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about Black Friday sales that some of you guys have been going to all day today. Some of the toy news from this past week, some comic book stuff. It's going to be a shorter show. I mean, it is still technically a holiday. It's Black Friday. I mean, that's a holiday, right? A lot of people got the day off work, so that counts. Of course, a lot of people had to work because it is Black Friday. That's a topic of discussion, I guess, that somebody could bring up if they want to. I know a lot of people say that they're upset that families have to get broken up. People have to work on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and it'd be nice if everything was just closed and everybody could just, spend that time with their family. But I don't know about you, but a meal with my family, I'm good. I don't think we need to do much more after that. Of course, for all you toy aficionados out there that don't want to leave the home and brave the stores, just about every online store is having some sort of sale right now. You don't have to wait for Cyber Monday. It pretty much seems like Gray Thursday, Black Friday, everything is open and on sale, even online. So, of course, Matty Collector, Hasbro Toy Shop, Shop Mattel, whatever those places are, every single one of those is having sales right now. And from what I've seen online, it seems like most people are saying that from Maddie's Black Friday sale, they pretty much just picked up Strobo. That was the one that most people were looking for, and that's the one that everybody grabbed. A couple people were hoping that Spirit of Hordak, of course, would be up, but not your luck. News out there on the street is that the RoboCop figures are now available, showing up at, it looks like Toys R Us is getting them in some locations. Some people are saying they thought they saw them at Walmart, but of course they didn't buy them there, so I guess that's unconfirmed still at this point. I gotta say though, as much as I wanted to hate the new RoboCop, I just can't bring it in my heart to do it. And looking at these figures, I gotta say they look pretty nice. Try to get my hands on a couple. We can do a review of them. Gotta get a hold of Jada Toys and see if we can work something out there. But that would be nice. One of the things else somebody has found is the Hot Wheels 4 Alarm figure, which is the blue fire truck. Looks kind of like Ultra Magnus, Gen 2 Ultra Magnus. So might be something worth checking for some of you guys that like to get crossover toys. Let's see, what else we got here? Somebody, Falcon Hood, is showing off his haul from Thanksgiving and Black Friday. He picked up the Transformers Construct Bots Autobot Hound. That's the new type of figure where you've got all the pieces, you can build it together almost like a Constructs or Connects or one of those type things, create the Transformer, but then it also transforms. I've got a Soundwave myself. I'm actually giving away as gifts to somebody. We got Starscream and who's the other one? Ironhide, I guess. Those are on sale, so I picked those up to give as a gift. And they're pretty neat. They look, a little janky, but what do you figure for build-your-own toys that transform? But overall, I think they're all right. Falcon Hood. He also got the Power Rangers Megaforce Megablocks Red Ranger with Red Zord. Godzilla versus Biollante DVD for only $1. There you go. Looks like it also came packaged with Shark versus Octopus. So what else you gotta do? He got 5 movie DVD that had Neverending Story 3, A Wrinkle in Time, Hugo, Thief and the Cobbler, and Go Hugo Go. I don't know much for those last three. Neverending Story 3, I didn't realize they made a 3. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the one with Jack Black? Yeah, I think it is. Okay, so never mind. But Wrinkle in Time, I remember an animated one, but this looks like a live action, so that'll be interesting to see. Falcon Hood will have to let us know whether or not that's worth watching. Who knows? Chaotix, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the board. He went out today. He got himself the Rat King from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Shredder, which is unmasked, it looks like. Removable mask. April O'Neil, Spider Bites, and the Ninjas in Training, Raphael and Michelangelo. And if you haven't seen those, the Ninjas in Training figures, you get two figures in one package, but they're smaller. It's the turtles basically as babies. Toddler turtles, I guess you could say. And they come with practice weapons, look like they're made out of wood. They've got the masks on, but no belts or, pads or armor or anything. So you basically just get the little turtles with some little weapons there to practice with. Cute little things. Cute little deadly ninja turtles. Let's see, we also got an email here from Nasty Will. He said he went to Walmart today and it was a hot mess. Main sale was on Thursday. It was not worth time to go on Friday at all. There were no toys on sale. The prices were all ringing up wrong. I went to GameStop. It was a dream. Got in and out. Best Buy was easy to deal with. Went to Toys R Us. Got my movie Optimus Prime for $49.99 marked down from $109.99. You know, if you can get a toy half off, that's a good deal, even if it is kind of expensive, I guess. I heard that Metroplex was on sale, what, last week? Was it this week? No, last week. And it was about half off. So, anytime half off. I think half off is a good sale. That is worth talking about. That's a pretty good Black Friday deal. I was not going to go out for Black Friday. Not that I'm boycotting it. Not that I'm, whatever. But just getting up early in the morning and fighting crowds and everything, just not worth it. But I didn't sleep well last night. I just ate too much food and my body was very upset at me. And so I woke up about 6 o'clock this morning and just could not go back to sleep. And I heard my son kind of moving around. He was awake. He was trying, the rule is if the kids wake up before 6:30, they're supposed to stay in their room and try to keep sleeping. Because otherwise, they will wake up at 5:45, 5:30, and go running around crazy. So we tell them 6:30. Well, 6, I could hear him, rolling around in there, trying to go back to sleep, trying to get comfortable. He couldn't either. So I just woke up, and I said, just get dressed. Well, where are we going? I don't know. Just get dressed. Let's go. So we went out driving this morning, just drove out to the west end of town, where the shopping malls and strip malls and all the big shops are out there. And I thought, Toys R Us, we can find a Christmas gift he can buy for his sister. Last time we were there, they had board games on sale, so I figured maybe we'd check out the board games. And before we could get there, he decided he wanted to go to GameStop. Now, GameStop, my son, in the last couple weeks, has just discovered Digimon. And Digimon fell out of vogue, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, about the time he was born. So now he's on a desperate kick where he's trying to find Digimon games. He wants to play Digimon video games. And of course, they don't make them anymore. They made them for Game Boy Advance, PlayStation 1, maybe made one on PlayStation 2, I don't know, but he's having a hard time finding them. But every time we go, we see someplace like GameStop, whatever, he wants to go in and look. So of course we went in and I said, you're not going to find anything, but we'll go look if you want to look. And GameStop, a handful of people in the store, they had more employees on hand than they had actually people shopping in the store. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, but it was, great customer service. They were willing to, look through all the games with my son and, trying to find anything. They were doing a sale where if you buy two used pre-owned games, you got one free. And so now all of the DS games are kind of separated into two piles, more or less. And you've got one group of DS games that are in the glass case, but then you have this whole separate display where they're just in little yellow envelopes. And so he just dug through those things of little yellow envelopes because those are the ones that are cheaper, they're less than $10, and some of them are even like $1.99. So of course he goes through there and he finds, the game he wants because it has two games in one, and it's like Theme Park Adventure and Roller Coaster King or something like that. It was like two games in one. He's like, it's two games in one. I'm like, fantastic. Now we got to find, two more, get one free. But we dug through all the games. He found some stuff. We went to Toys R Us, and Toys R Us was crowded. It was not, this was 6:30 in the morning, 6:45, whatever. It was not like wall-to-wall people, but, you know, I mean, there were lots of people in there. And the board games that, you know, that's what I wanted to look at, and a lot of those were gone. They had a lot of them that were, you know, $4, $5, $3, and those were all completely wiped out. We did happen to get Apples to Apples Jr., which is, or Apples to Apples Kids, I guess. It's a card game where you try to match words and phrases together in a way that makes you laugh or makes sense or doesn't make sense or whatever. So anyway, we got that for the kids, and, you know, we kind of looked around at everything, and he was more interested in playing the Mario and Luigi 3DS game that was on the display than actually looking at anything, which was kind of nice. We didn't have to wander all over the entire store. You know, Toys R Us, like I said, it was busy, but not too terrible. And then after that, my gosh, we went somewhere else, and I've already forgotten where else. Oh, we went to Kmart, just for whatever reason. And, you know, walked around in there, and again, you know, there were people in there. It was, you know, they were doing business, but it wasn't wall-to-wall people. It wasn't, you know, I guess that big of a deal. And then later on, tonight, we just decided we were sick of sitting around the house. We wanted to get out and do something and, you know, go out somewhere. So we ended up, I went into Barnes & Noble with my daughter, and then we went to Office Depot. And, you know, again, I mean, the places, they were doing business. There were people walking around there, but it wasn't crazy. You know, it wasn't wall-to-wall people anywhere that I went. And, of course, you know, I avoided the Walmarts and the Best Buys and the places like that. So maybe I was just lucky and didn't get to, you know, run into the massive crowds and the hour-long waits in line and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, for the most part, it was fine. Now, I didn't buy much of anything, and, you know, I wasn't really looking to buy much of anything. You know, I'm not shopping right now for a big screen TV or a new computer or something like that. So, you know, I'm not really hunting down the big bargains like that. I was just walking around. If anything, you know, caught my eye, they had colored Sharpies were buy two, get two free. So grab some colored Sharpies to draw and color with. And my daughter will play with, and she'll run off with them. I'll never see them again until they end up covering the wall in her room, probably. But, you know, I didn't hear a lot about everything being sold out anywhere. I didn't hear a lot, you know, the normal places like New Jersey and New York City and whatever, where all the dirt bags like to trample each other. I mean, they still had stuff going on, but for the most part, I just didn't hear about it being that big of a deal with everybody. And that could be good or that could be bad. I mean, that's one of those situations with Black Friday where it could be just, you know, people aren't hurting as much economically, so maybe, you know, they're not fighting as much anymore to try to grab, you know, the best bargains that they can, or maybe it's a sign that just people don't want to shop. They're not spending that much money. We'll have to see how things work out over the weekend, but I've heard from different sources that Toys R Us is actually in pretty shaky ground financially, and this holiday season could be make or break for a lot of Toys R Us stores. You might be seeing a large percentage of Toys R Us stores closing in the next 6 months if this holiday season is not as big as they want it to be. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And they're kind of running into those same problems that a lot of retailers are, where places like Amazon and even Walmart.com for a lot of people is just kind of taking the wind out of their sails, so to speak. So we'll have to see how that plays out and see if that makes any sort of, you know, big change over the next couple years with commerce and industry and business. And we'll talk about all of that kind of cool stuff. But, I don't know. I haven't really heard from anyone else about any great sales that they found or any other crazy stories, anything happening on Black Friday that really threw them for a loop. So, I guess, you know, if you guys, if you want to write in for next week or, you know, post on jointheforums.com, the official forums of the Pop Culture Network, make sure you go there and post something. We'll answer your questions or share your story next week if there's something you want to talk about as far as Black Friday or whatever. let's see, when it comes to the show, Pop Culture Network, the show, we did get keys for our new building. So we went to the new building the other day and we shot some footage within the store. We talked a little bit about the launches of Xbox One and PlayStation 4, but you know, for the most part, we walked around, we showed what the store layout is, some of the things we're going to do, where the new studio is going to be, and some of those fun type changes that are going to be happening. So watch for the show. I guess, what is this, episode 4 will be coming out hopefully this weekend. I thought Killen would have it up by now, but you know, lazy Killen, spending all his time with his family, can't be editing video and uploading it to the website. So I guess we'll just see what happens there. And of course, as soon as I say that, I check it out and the show is up. Hey, he did get it uploaded. Pop Culture Network, the show number 4, the new store, and PS4/Xbox. Okay, so there you go. I'll have to put that up on the website. He didn't send me a message. He didn't send me an email. I didn't post it on the site. So I guess we'll have to get that posted. A lot of notes here from people. Happy Thanksgiving. Congratulations. Good luck with the new spot. Yeah, so, guess I probably should have checked that before I said something, but, you know, whatever. Orange Peanut, what you gonna do? Half-hour episode of Pop Culture Network, the show, number 4, now available at YouTube and popculturenetwork.com. Coming up, topics for upcoming episodes of Pop Culture Network Radio, the show that you're listening to now. Again, we're going to be talking about tablets and some of that technology in the next couple weeks. We're also going to be doing a rundown of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, and we are going to do that just in time for Christmas. So all of you guys, if you've got stuff you want to say about the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, make sure you leave us that feedback. And if there's anything you want to say about maybe the tablet you're using, are you running Android, iOS, do you have a Windows 8 tablet, you know, is there anything that you'd recommend, anything that you'd absolutely avoid, make sure you leave us those messages, let us know what you think about all of that stuff. But for the most part, you know, this is a just a quick show, putting something out there. I know you guys hate when we skip a week, so even though it's holiday week, I'm giving you, you know, something here that you can listen to, but I'm going to keep this quick just because it is a holiday weekend and, you know, my family would like to have me back at least for a little while left tonight. But I will say this just to end on this note. I have a secret to share, and I'm going to tell you guys here. I feel I have to get this off my chest, and I'm going to share, you know, just so we can make sure we're not keeping secrets from each other. Tomorrow night, I do have tickets to go see The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. I'm looking forward to it, actually. I read the books. I will admit I read the books. Saw the first movie. Really enjoyed it. Going with my wife, and we're taking some of the high school kids from church. We're going to go see Catching Fire, The Hunger Games movie number 2. And so maybe we'll talk about that next week as well. So if you've seen it, you've read the books, we can talk about that a little bit as well, because we are not, you know, I'm not a brony, okay? I don't watch My Little Pony. I don't collect the toys. If you do, great. I'm not going to, you know, put you down for that or anything. But I will admit that, yeah. Katniss and PETA, as a good couple, they call them Cat Pee. There you go. There's something to share with your friends and family. Piece of trivia. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to sign off now, but I will talk to you guys next time.